You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
It's More Lost Time, the program that when you say jump, we'll say we're high. I've had a lot of show ideas, and this was one of them. Two of them. One is that now I'm going to introduce the show. I'm going to say it's More Lost Time. And the other one was there'll be a show where I'll just get more and more drunk or high during the show, and then that'll be the experiment. What will happen? Will I play Foreigner? Who knows? That's not this show. This one is the one about REM. The big news this week is that REM is no more. My 67-year-old mother is the one who told me that she heard on the Today Show that REM broke up, which is, I think, a prime example of why they needed to split. Ever since Michael Stipe started singing so that I could understand the words to REM songs, I've wished he would shut up. I'm usually the first guy to want to punch the guy who picks on a band just for becoming popular. But I think REM is the reason that that guy thinks that he's got a case, that he's got a leg to stand on. Plus, you know, how can they reunite if they don't break up first? I'm sure sometime in 2013 they're going to come back around with Bill Berry, you know, at $200 a ticket, playing Melodramatic for the People in its entirety. But I'm not going to be there. To me, my LP copy of Document will always be the new disappointing REM record that I have no interest in ever hearing again. You know, they say, how can we miss you if you won't go away? Though to be honest, if it hasn't happened for about 25 years now, I can't quite promise you that it's ever going to happen. So I'm not holding my breath. Here's what I would miss. We're near Boston, and WMBR has run Pipeline, this live Boston rock radio show, for a really long time, and Jeff Breeze has just celebrated a 10-year anniversary as really the best ever host of that show. So, Jeff puts his money where his mouth is. He's an artist first. He's a musician who can also run a radio show rather than just some DJ who, you know, also plays the guitar or whatever and can sit in with a band here or there. And that comes through on the show. And so if you can't listen to that show, Pipeline's on Tuesdays, 8 to 10, WMBR, go to Pipeline, pipeline.wmbr.org, and you can download live stuff from that show. But years ago, there's a 2-CD Pipeline compilation. It's old now. It's pre-Jeff Breeze. But much of it holds up. So let's hear one of those cuts from that old 2-CD Pipeline compilation from 1995. It's the Upper Crust with Ne'er-Do-Well.
I'm a ne'er-do-well. It don't mean nothing to me. They say I'm a fop, but I just can't stop. I'm an over from the ACT. I wanna end my day in a padded cell. I'm a dandy, I don't eat nothing but candy. Well, I woo young ladies everywhere I go. My mama shake her hand and say, I told you so. Come on, play a little thing called kissing tail. Cause I'm a ne'er-do-well. I'm a ne'er-do-well. I'm a ne'er-do-well, come on. I'm a wastrel, a low-down, dirty a rascal. Well, I'm a fearless, fearless liberty. I never care to try to live within my means. Come on, take an elevator on my carousel. Cause I'm a
you so much.
Misfits with 20 Eyes from a studio demo. You know, I figured out only a few years ago that 20 Eyes has got to be about attention deficit disorder. Although I'm sure at the time that Glenn Danzig wrote that, which had to be about around 1980 or so, he probably didn't know there's a clinical term for whatever it was he was writing about. It's just a song, right? Yeah. So, switch gears. It wouldn't be fair to talk all that smack about REM without playing a couple of real gems, right? So, first one. This is from 1981. A really good year for that band. This is called Wait.
You got your problems, darling. I've got mine too, you know that. Maybe it's time for you to come through, because I set up a way.
Yeah.
From an old vinyl bootleg called We Are Having a Heavenly Time, that's become a bit of a classic. You see it listed here and there as an unreleased live LP, something that the label decided not to put out. Also as a fan club release, because that's what's printed on the jacket in real sort of tiny print. Though my understanding is that it's neither of those things. It's just a really good bootleg. It's about half of a show. From September 1984, recorded live at Page Auditorium on the Duke University campus in North Carolina. And it's a record, if you listen to the whole thing, it's a record that sort of belies this myth that you hear about that Michael Stipe resisted stage patter, that he was a real shy guy back then. Because on this particular record, he's a regular Paul Westerberg, sort of chatting up the crowd and stuff. It's a terrific old record. And so anyway, it's protocol here to hear from our sponsor this week with help from the Trogs.
Just around the corner from Main Street, just across the river on the avenue side, east and west of uptown or downtown, there's a spot that always has the doors open wide. Your special place, where Mr. Miller helps to put a smile on your face. He says if you got the time, we've got the beer.
Miller beer.
Miller tastes too good to hurry through. But when it's time to relax, Miller stands clear.
Beer after beer.
If you got the time,
if you've got the time,
we've got the beer.
Miller Beer.
If you got the time.
And back to the songs that aren't commercials for beer. I want to play a couple of shamefully lost 1965 singles back to back. First, a garage rocker by a guy named Jack Bedient. Jack Bedient was from Washington State, but he ended up working as a musician out of LA and Nevada. Not Vegas even, but Carson City. Believe it or not, he had a lot of different little bands and he recorded a bunch of records, none of which were big hits. And now all of the original ones are collectibles for various reasons, mostly just because in hindsight he's much appreciated. I've always loved this one I'm going to play, which isn't even like the one that people seem to like the most, but it's my favorite. And I don't own like an original single or anything. I only found out about it from a compilation record. Though this compilation is now a collectible enough in its own right. It's long out of print. It's volume 7 of Pebbles' Highs in the Mid-60s series, which I grabbed up all of them back when I was about 18. I think there's probably at least 15 or 16 of these LPs called Highs in the Mid-60s, and each of them showcase a region, small run singles pressed onto these LPs. So I'll play this Jack Bedient record, and then I'm going to play this Freak Beat tune from England from the same year. See if you don't love that, and I'll tell you a little bit about that one afterward. But first, this number has a riff that you've heard many times, but a real unique groove to it. 1965, Double Whammy by Jack Bedient and the Chessmen.
I met, she said, he's mine. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Right on the wall, shout down the hall.
Street many times. And man, she looks so fine, looks so good. And I want to be with her all the time. So I gotta make her mine, gotta make her mine. Whoa, whoa. Never felt like this before. Always standing by my door to see her passing by. Don't know why. See her walking by and feel this way. Must see her every day. Standing by my door to see her passing by. She came by and I talked to her today. It's alright. And we're gonna meet tonight. Love this girl and I want to be with her all the time. So I gotta make her mine, gotta make her mine. Whoa, whoa. Never felt like this before. Always standing by my door to see her passing by. There she is, and she's walking down the street right on time. Now I'm gonna make her mine.
So that one's something, huh? See, that rocks and swings and at the same time, it has that kind of sound that when I hear that one, I think it could be a hit by one of those pop acts that were in vogue sort of over the last 10 years or so, the kind that did like lots of cover songs for movies, what is it, Smash Mouth or whatever, you know? You know why they wouldn't do something like that? Because, you know, the song is not completely fucked out. Right? It's not one that everybody's heard 12,000 times and nobody wants it, but it sounds, it's got that sort of groove and shake to it. So I love that one. But let's squeeze in one more. I think, you know, it's a miracle that over the course of more than 30 of these podcasts, I've only played Yola Tango once. They've been my favorite band for almost 20 years. I've seen them live far more times than that. And I got to see them play last week, and they did this number. It's one of my favorites, and I'm almost sure it was the first time I've gotten to see them do it. And it sounded a lot like this version. This is Cone of Silence.
When and I think about he and she. It's far away for me to see it. The worst of things can be hard to shake. I think about you and me with a little more frequency, but aside from that, it's about the same.
Tango with Cone of Silence, recorded live in Olympia, Washington at the Yo-Yo A-Go-Go Festival in, I think, 1993. And this week's program was written and engineered by Helen Back and Wade Moore. Our executive producer is Tony Nominee. Tonight I'll be with Jay Kumar and O.J. Brightland recording a completely conspicuous podcast about bands that overstay their popularity. I think this is because our last roundtable discussion about for Completely Conspicuous, the last one we did about books about music, was so popular. It was nearly as popular as Jake Schwab's Dummy Roundtable. So seek that out and download it. You can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. Leave a rating and a review. Tell a friend. Email us at morelosttime@gmail.com. Follow our tweets at morelosttime. Congratulations again to Jeff Breeze for 10 years of Pipeline. This podcast is a property of Salt Mineral Global and part of Project Acquisition, which leverages revenue for corporate sponsors until legislation permits billing listeners for retroactive downloads. And when you hear me talking, that's just the sound of more lost time.